Jumping on the line with us on Static on 2SER, it is a real thrill to have both Rhian and Hester from Wet Leg. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Congratulations, you two. Thanks for letting us into the Wet Leg world. And Hester, from the outside, it's looked like a seemingly dream run 12 months for the pair of you. It's less than a year, actually, since Chaise Longue came out. Were you guys expecting things to blow up the way that they have, or has it been a pretty wild ride in Wet Leg?
Yeah, we didn't expect a single thing. So it's been a wild ride, and we're just like holding on to the seat of our pants, I think is the expression, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
Yeah, it's really, really silly, everything.
Was it good to not expect a thing? That way you couldn't be disappointed.
Yeah, and even when we like very first started Wet Leg, we didn't have any expectations of ourselves. We were just so excited to like give ourselves some freedom to write in a different way than we ever had before. And that was our only hope and dream back then.
And the single, even for you guys, did it look like an unlikely contender for success anyway? For a song that had an innuendo like "I got the big D" as one of its hooks, it's probably not the most obvious way to go to getting a big hit, right?
I don't know. I think it's the song that is like quite authentically us. So it just seemed like the obvious choice to put that one out first. We didn't really think about how it was going to go. I don't know. Sometimes people like send me like videos of their kids going mad to that song. It's like, oh, there is an innuendo in there. But we'll tell them when they're older.
Yeah, maybe they just don't hear it, you know? These kids are happily walking around all day saying, "I got the big D," and are none the wiser.
Yeah, it's costly.
And, Rhian, the way it all rolled out, was the pandemic a factor? Because the reality was that single came out when you'd only played a couple of Wet Leg gigs. Was that because of lockdowns and things like that, or was it all by design?
Yeah, we played 4 gigs the previous summer, before the lockdown summer. And the lockdown was kind of like pretty integral for us as a band. Me and Hester were both working our full-time jobs. So Wet Leg was just something we'd do in our spare time. And it was in the lockdown that we made the video for Chaise Longue, just because we had time and we didn't really know what we were doing, and it was just seemed like a fun thing to have a go at. And having that time and space to just play around was really integral to the band.
It might have been a good way to leapfrog having to play a whole lot of shows to nobody as well, you know. By the time you were playing probably your 10th show, there were big crowds already waiting for you.
It sounds like that's like a good thing, doesn't it? But I think we're kind of used to playing to no one, and that's where our expectations were for a very long time, and it was quite a shock to the system to be playing to more than mum and dad. But I think we've come a very long way. We've gained a lot of confidence.
I think it'll all work very well as a montage in the Wet Leg biopic whenever that comes out.
Yeah, our life is a movie, what can I say?
And Hester, the pair of you had been in other bands prior to Wet Leg and were keen gig-goers and festival-goers, but growing up on the Isle of Wight, are there few opportunities to play a lot anyway?
Yeah, compared to like a city where like every street has a venue and bands go around touring, the Isle of Wight's pretty cut off from that. Like if we wanted to go and see a touring band that we were into, we'd have to get a ferry and go to the mainland, and then if you wanted to get home that same night so you didn't have to like find a place to stay, you'd have to like leave before the gig had even finished, so you'd always miss the last song.
So there's plenty of pivotal bands that you saw but you never saw their encores.
Yeah, but regardless, it's a really creative place, lots of music being made, I think, because it is a bit cut off and there's like not so much to do. People kind of, yeah, I guess make their own fun, and you've got a bit more time and space to be creative possibly.
I guess the flip side is, of course, there is the famous Isle of Wight Festival, which I was pleased to see you guys have already played. You did it last year.
Yeah.
And you're doing it again this year. So you guys are sure bets for that, at least.
Yeah, that was another thing. Growing up, we were really lucky to have that at the beginning of the summer and also festival at the end of the summer, festival being the best festival there ever was. And yeah, we got to see some amazing artists growing up. Really lucky. So although we didn't get to go to many gigs throughout the year, we had those two in the summer, which kind of made up for it, maybe. I don't know.
I hope they're making time for Wet Leg every year from now on as well. You know, you'll be hometown heroes on that stage.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know about that.
And Rianne, the pair of you decamped to London to make the Wet Leg album, and for the most part you worked with super producer Dan Carey. How was that for the pair of you? Was he nurturing and a good fit for you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the best fit. He's absolutely cosmic. We've never made an album before, so it was kind of daunting for us. Didn't really know how it was going to go, but Dan was always like the guiding light, and me and Hester were just really excited because we'd been listening to like a lot of Fontaines and Squid, and we're familiar with his label, Speedy Wonderground, so we were just really stoked.
He seems to have a great, deceptively unfussy approach.
Yeah, we tracked the drums and bass together and our guitars together so that it kept that like live feel. And it was more about the takes that we kept weren't necessarily perfect. I don't know, they'd have their like mistakes, but that's kind of what keeps it characterful and live. And
it rocks a lot too in places, the Wet Leg record, although lyrically there's a wariness about a lot of rock industry tropes in these songs. Angelica treats it with disdain. There's that line, "I don't want to follow you on the gram, I don't want to listen to your band, and I don't want to go out," also deals with another rock bore. So you were writing about what you knew for a lot of these songs.
Yeah, we have a lot of musician friends, I suppose.
I like them being part of the record. I feel like you should be entering the music industry with a fair amount of disgust and mistrust about it. It's good that it's reflected in those lyrics.
Yeah, I don't know if it's quite the industry. I mean, I'm sure it is, but I don't know, man. I can't begin to go into it.
Well, it's a chronicle of all the stuff that goes on around it, and even Shays Lawn invites a front row fan backstage to consume warm beer. The more shows that Wet Leg doing, is that happening every gig now? Someone fronts up and says, "Where's the warm beer at?"
People keep refrigerating our beer. It's not what we signed up for. Me and Hester have played in like various bands, and we would always really enjoy the various like green rooms that you get at festivals and stuff. Here's the green rooms. Here's your rider. It's like a pack of warm Stella.
So this is really what the pair of you signed up for in Wet Leg, right? It was green rooms and festivals was the main thing. Everything else was a
plus. Yeah.
And finally, away from Rock Tales, the other component of the Wet Leg album is the minefield of relationships examined. A song like Loving You deals with an ex and their new partner, and it's pretty raw, that one. What's going to happen when all your friends hear this record? Is there going to be repercussions for the pair of you?
No, I don't think they'll ever hear it, the person who that's about. And no, I think it's like a dynamic that it's important to talk about. I'm sure I'm not alone.
Okay, so you will be able to show your face at home again. It's not someone from down the road that a song like that's about.
I don't live on the Isle of Wight anymore. I've since moved off.
All right. Well, if that fails, you're always welcome here as well, you two. And it's great to see that Wet Leg coming to Australia late July at Splendor in the Grass in Byron Bay, and then No Big Deal, Sydney, supporting the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. You are going to have this dream run continuing.
Yeah, I can't believe it. Big fan of Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Apparently it's happening.
Rianne and Hester, it was so great to talk to you about this record, and it's really thrilling to think that you guys are on the way to Sydney. We might have a listen to Convincing off the Wet Leg album right now. Look after yourselves on the road. drink all the warm beer, and we'll see you here in Sydney soon.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.